We begin with quarterback Tyler Shuck and center Eric McCoy. Shuck didn't start until week 9 and vaulted himself not just to the top of rookie standings, but the league as well.
I guess kind of how do you evaluate where you start? You came in week 8, but in the second half, and as you got your first start week 9 in L.A., welcome to the NFL against the Rams. Do you look at it as the end, where you are at the end, or kind of the process?
For me, I think it's just been a continual growth process. I think coming into camp through preseason, through practices on scout team, I feel like I've kind of attacked it and gotten better every single day. And you come in, you don't know what you don't know, and you're learning a brand new offense and a short amount of time with new guys who you haven't thrown to. And there's going to be natural, like, you're just going to have to grow and learn through that. And I think the NFL is such a crazy business, a long season, and how do you sustain that and continue to get better each week? And I feel like I've been able to do – I feel like I haven't even done anything yet. I haven't, like, scratched the surface as far as, you know, what I feel like my play style and performance can be. And I think that's the encouraging part, is just kind of finding ways to continue to grow.
And that – looking forward to it's a mini camp, OTAs, you know, rookie mini camp, veteran mini camp, training camp, where you're the guy. You know, it's not a competition. You're getting the full load of the plays. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, I think that's where I've made the most strides, is just those reps. You know, those at bats where you're seeing these looks. You're operating with these guys that you know. You're getting a full offseason, you know, under your belt now. And I think the coaching staff is the same. They've been able to have a full offseason in the same system with guys they're familiar with. And how do we, you know, fine tune it and grow from there? I think that's the exciting part. And I think, like you said, being able to just attack those reps, and that's where I feel like every single week, every single day, you know, I feel like I've gotten better. And that's my goal, is to, for however many years, to continue to do that.
Was it important for you, because you took a lot of hits, you ran the ball, was it important for you to, even in the number of games that you played, to be injury-free, be out there and be available?
Yeah, I think that's the name of the game, and I learned that very early on in my career, is your best ability is your availability, and a lot of that stuff is out of your control sometimes, you know, that you prepare, you work hard, and sometimes freak things happen. You know, I had a few bone breaks that are kind of out of your control. There's guys that we had some missing pieces that, you know, that are unfortunate. But for me, any way I can protect my body but still get a touchdown, get a first down, you know, win the game, make a play, like, that's what I'm going to do. And you obviously got to be smart and, you know, understand that, you know, a couple yards on a normal down and distance isn't going to make or break you. And but understanding when the right time is and continue to be better at that and still protect yourself, I think that's something I, you know, I learned and want to continue to do.
We talk about next man up all the time, but when you look at yesterday's roster across the board, and then unfortunately losing Kelvin Banks, I mean, it were guys that were literally not on the roster. So we're not talking about just next guys up. And so as I asked Eric McCoy, that was a pretty gutty performance yesterday.
Yeah, it was a unique situation, but, you know, my mindset was like, let's just go play football. You know, it's kind of going back to just backyard, you know, kid football days. You're just going out there playing the look. You know, you don't necessarily have chemistry with these guys, but let's just go out there and have fun. And that's why you do it. And it's really a credit to the defense shutting down, you know, their offense the whole day. The way that they've been playing at a high level down the stretch and really all year long has been extremely impressive, and kind of holding it down for us when we've kind of had some moving parts. And but yeah, I was just proud of the way of how everybody battled and stepped up, and I think it's stuff to kind of continue to build on.
A couple of more questions for Tyler Shuck, Saints quarterback. As you go into the offseason, as you look and you evaluate yourself and a list of I want to work on XXX, just roughly, broadly speaking, what would that be?
I think one is just mastering the offense and what does that look like for us going forward? And like you said, when you get those reps, you know, how can you make those game-like to where we're playing the Rams again, we're playing the Seahawks, We're playing whoever's in the Super Bowl. Like, you have to go about it from that standpoint and having that high level of standard and shoring up my footwork on these plays and making everything consistent and putting my eyes in the right places. And I think that just continues with those more reps and but just being intentional about that and continue to grow as a leader and just kind of take ownership of that.
And finally, what are your off-season plans? What are you going to do? Are you going to be here for Mardi Gras? What are you and the family going to do?
Well, I'm going to be in New Orleans for a while. I think I'm going to be a New Orleanian for sure. We got our baby that's due February 16th. So
you and Alonte Taylor, man. Everybody's busy here in the next few.
I know it might be a Mardi Gras baby, and I'm actually going to be going to Mardi Gras. Hopefully, might be on a float or something. We'll have still in the works, but I'm excited for crawfish season and Mardi Gras, just to kind of take a breath and be able to hang out and but yeah, I think it'll be good and just to be here and kind of experience everything.
Now is the time to enjoy New Orleans with Mardi Gras, French Quarter Fest, Jazz Fest, and then it'll be football season quickly again. Appreciate your time, continued success, and have a great off season.
Thank you, Mike.